This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Join TikTok today and get your $20 no minimum spend voucher. Just download TikTok and search for GetTik. GETTIK. Redeem your voucher and start shopping now. Only for new user.
You don't have to pick between safe storage or quick access if you're a firearm owner. The folks at Stopbox Pro give you both. The Stopbox Pro keeps your weapon accessible to you for when you need it and inaccessible to everyone else. Stopbox Pro uses push-button mechanical lock. No keys, no batteries, no electronics, and you can count on it to work every time. With 81 possible combinations, you can easily set it and keep it secure. And it fits most full-size handguns. It's also TSA compliant, so I can take it with me if I travel. The Stopbox Pro is lightweight, durable, and made in the USA in a family-owned facility in Spokane, Washington. It is perfect for home, your vehicle, travel, or even gifting to someone who values peace of mind. With the holidays coming up, it's a great time to give the gift of security, and you don't want to miss this deal. So for a limited time, all of you out there, all my listeners, get 10% off, plus buy one and get one free with code DANA10 at StopboxUSA.com. So there's like one for your car, one for the house. Code DANA10 for 10% off. Plus, buy one, get one free at StopboxUSA.com. That's StopboxUSA.com. Code DANA10.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I had to like take a screenshot of the drunk guy in the story and drop it in Slack before I could do anything. So Christopher Johnson, he's 44 years old. Florida man was caught driving into oncoming highway traffic, according to a video. He faces charges of DUI, DWLS. I don't know what that one is, but probably driving while literally stupid. I don't know. He was taken into custody. He was seen driving straight up into oncoming traffic. Lady Lake Police. Police got a ton of calls about a red Ford car swerving, crossing lanes, almost striking a ton of other cars. Yeah. He couldn't even stand on his own. Officers saw tons of open containers, that's many of which still had alcohol. It's like he didn't even finish his drink. It's like, that bothers me. Like, finish one drink before you open another. But that's the least of these concerns right now. But he wasn't able to stand without help. You want to know what his blood alcohol, what his breath sample was?
Oh, boy.
0.245.
Oh, man. That's three times.
That's insane.
The legal limit.
And one officer asked him to keep his eyes on the officer's finger. They were doing the sobriety check. And Johnson goes, this is where I've always had a problem. It's actually hard to follow. And the officer says, okay, well, we do believe you're impaired. And then he said, well, I had a couple drinks earlier in the night. And he had all these prior convictions for DUI. Oh, also suspended license. Yeah, so he got in big time trouble. But apparently he was driving like if you put a toddler behind the wheel of a car and gave him a pixie stick and just let him go. That's apparently what this guy was driving like. Can't even imagine. It's insane. Let's see. Oh my gosh. How do you lead people on a 36-hour foot chase in the swamp? That is what happened. A 37-year-old man in Florida was arrested after a 36-hour chase. 36-hour. Now, WFLA said several. Sorry, sirs. It was 36 hours in the Gator's house. And I'm watching body cam video. Dudes, this is straight up like in the swamp. Like, they're not going to find you if you get lost out there. The 37-year-old man, Earl Dory, he fled in a stolen vehicle, ran over stop sticks, abandoned the vehicle, and then he ran off into the swamp. And then during the pursuit, deputies said he pointed a gun at them and then pointed it at his own head, threatening to harm himself. He has one sock, and that was it. Well, he had boxers, a sweatshirt, and he was wearing an sock. So they had a canine chase him down. Then they lost sight of him. Like, I don't know if this guy's like superhuman or what. They said he went into the swamp 36 hours. They finally got him. And Dory said he was thirsty and his legs hurt. So he got booked on aggravated assault on law enforcement, possession of weapon by convicted felon, fleeing. Oh, he had lots of meth. I know that's super surprising. So methed up.
Explains something.
Yeah, that explains a few things. Yeah. Let's see. A 79-year-old Florida man faked his own death and was arrested after 16 years on the run. He's a sex offender. That's why you just, you know, death penalty. Death penalty for that. So folks at Kel-Tec, the Peacekeeper program, this is a new program that they are implementing. And the Peacekeepers program, it supports people who protect our communities, military, law enforcement, church security teams, SROs. Faith-based teams and SROs usually use small concealable pistols. They got limited range in that. So Kel-Tec has long guns that solve that problem. And they fold compact, like the RDB, etc., for discreet carry, and deploy within seconds to full rifle capability. Now, Peacekeepers participants also get mission-ready support like extra platform testing. They get armorer training. They get direct Peacekeeper pricing for budget-conscious organizations. And it's already active. They've equipped over a couple of dozen churches throughout the Faith-Based Security Network and in Florida. And Kel-Tec proudly partners with the Faith-Based Security Network. And so everybody gets access to all of this, including mission-ready tools tailored to faith environments. And they also get that manufacturer's pricing. So if you're interested in this new Peacekeepers program, use the contact form at KelTecWeapons.com/Dana. That's KelTecWeapons, KELTEC.com/Dana.
Hey, you new to TikTok? Here's a gift just for you. Join TikTok today and claim your $20 no minimum spend voucher completely free. Simply download the TikTok app. Search for Get Tick. That's GETTIK. And your voucher will be ready to use right away. Spend it freely on TikTok shop, fashion, gadgets, beauty, and more. Don't wait. Download TikTok today and grab your $20 voucher now.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Goodness. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast terrestrially. We're all over these United States and also digitally as well. Channel 347 DirecTV joining us now. He's got a brand new book out. And I actually just saw that he was in, I think, the Oval Office yesterday with POTUS signing it. The book is The Revolution of Common Sense, which we need. How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. What a great title, especially after watching that press conference. The author, CNN contributor, host of the Scott Jennings radio show, Scott Jennings. He joins us now via video. Scott, it's such a pleasure. We've never like formally met, but now we kind of have. So congrats on the book.
Nothing like a first conversation to be done in front of thousands of people, Dana.
I know.
Thank you for
Of course, you know,
me
I mean, it's the American way. I got to ask you, especially considering, you know, the content and the focus of your book, I wanted to get your reaction to that press conference because it is not easy. You're balancing MBS, the Saudis that you're trying to make amenable to the Abraham Accords. You're pushing out, you know, the Islamism of Qatar and Iran. You have UAE, you have Saudi Arabia, then you're also balancing, you know, your ally Israel. You're dealing with a super hostile press who's trying to make, you know, this Muslim Brotherhood supporting jihadists to be like this everyday journalist. It was very interesting. I thought Trump handled it very well. And I think it marks like another new beginning for relations with the Middle East. And I wanted to get your thoughts on all this. I know you talk about it quite a bit.
Absolutely. Well, what the president is trying to do is nothing short of miraculous, and that's forge a real peace in the Middle East like we've never seen before. He's already started. He got the living hostages back from Gaza, which was a miracle and worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize. He got all the Arab states to join in his peace plan for Gaza, which, by the way, passed unanimously at the United Nations Security Council yesterday. And now he wants Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords, which if they join, that opens the floodgates for all the other Arab states to join, and that'll bind everybody in the region together economically and from a perspective of their own security. So he's juggling some really large issues. And then he has the press come along in the Oval Office today and try to throw all sorts of sand in the gears of this. And he kept focused on what's important, and that's lasting peace in the Middle East. He needs the Saudis to continue to buy into the economic partnership with the United States, which they have, announcing a $1 trillion investment, a defense partnership with the United States. We're selling them F-35s now. And this long-term Abraham Accords economic and security relationship that'll bind the region together. This is all Trump's idea. This is all his legacy in the Middle East. And as you heard, he's going to stay focused on that, not let the press try to divide us from, you know, an important ally in the region, which is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. And the snide tone that the reporter had, and I thought he played it off very well. And, you know, you bring up with the Abraham Accords and the reshaping of the Middle East and what that power dynamic looks like. I don't think any other president has had that kind of impact in the Middle East as Trump has.
No, look, a lot of presidents have made promises to Israel and never kept them. This president did. A lot of other presidents have said they wanted peace in the Middle East, and they have meetings and they have summits, and then, you know, nothing ever happens. We go back to fighting. Iran develops a nuclear weapon. You know, Hamas flourishes. Only President Trump worked with our ally, Israel, to defeat Iran and to defeat Iran's terror proxies and to prep the region for long-term peace. He did not put American soldiers in harm's way, but he did engage at the exact right time to get us into a situation where we are today, which is Israel's in a strong position and Iran is in a weak position. Look, that's good for the whole world. If you believe in Western civilization, having Iran on the way down and Israel and its Arab partners who want peace and security in the Middle East on the way up, that's a good thing. Yeah. Trump maneuvered all of this. And it's not just to the benefit of Israel, it's to the benefit of the United States, and I think the whole world.
Yeah, we're talking to Scott Jennings, whose new book, Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization, which is out today. One quick thing, and then I'm going to ask you about the Epstein stuff, all of the drama with Democrats. One quick thing that POTUS mentioned, too, that I thought was really sharp, and when he was visiting Saudi Arabia spring, and they had that huge rollout for him and, you know, this great reception. And he was speaking at one of the business events over there, and he talked about rolling back these sanctions on Syria, and MBS stood up and applauded, and all these other Arab leaders did. And then, Scott, I know you remember after that, when we had the joint strikes with Israel and Iran, Syria closed their airspace, like something we have never seen before. This partner previously of Iran decided, nope, no more. And I know that they have a new leader, and I know he comes from a background of brutality, but that is a different area. It's not the United States. It's geopolitics. I thought that, and Trump brought that back up again. And I was hoping sort of that more of the reporters there, Scott, would kind of like come back to that, because that was major. That was so huge when that happened. I mean, talking about redefining that entire area. Just your last quick thought on that before I get into the Epstein stuff.
Well, on the Middle East, you got to play the hand you're dealt. And the hand we're dealt in Syria right now is a better hand than we had. And yes, I agree with you. The new president of Syria has a shady background. I mean, we had a $10 million bounty on this guy's head at one point. Sorry, we got some sound going on in here. But
no, you're fine.
But the point is, we now have somebody who wants to work with us on peace. Yeah. Before we didn't have that, separating Iran from its former allies, that was strategically a great thing.
Yeah, I saw a video of you earlier where you deconstructed the narrative that has been coming from the press about the Epstein story and how it really is such a major distraction. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but I would just think if ever there was anything to come out about Trump with this, wouldn't they have done it before the guy became president? Like, why would you wait until after he becomes president?
Totally.
That doesn't make any sense.
Totally. Look, if there was something to know about Donald Trump, we'd know it. That's number one. Number two, I'll tell you what we're finding out. There's something to be known about Democrats. I mean, look, Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard, Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary, is soliciting dating advice from Epstein. That's number one. Stacey Plaskett, a member of the Democratic House Conference, getting programmed by Epstein after he was a convicted sex trafficker. She's getting text messages from him. Say this, say this. These are Democrats. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. So the Democrats want to try to tie up Donald Trump with this story. They may be careful what they wish for here, because I think a lot more Democrats had a lot more to do with Epstein than Donald Trump ever did. There's not a shred of evidence Donald Trump ever knew anything or did anything untoward or unethical or worse. That's what the Democrat narrative is. But I think it's going to blow up in their face. If you're objective and you look at what we know right now, a lot more Democrats had ties to Epstein than Donald Trump ever did.
Exactly. And it seemed to me, just from looking at some of the earlier materials, it sounded like he was a whistleblower on Epstein. Like,
yes.
He banned him from Mar-a-Lago, and he was the one who told the FBI, this guy's a skis.
Totally. He excommunicated Jeffrey Epstein from Mar-a-Lago and from his life. Howard Lutnick, who is the Commerce Secretary, he did a podcast the other day talking about how he one time went to Jeffrey Epstein's apartment. They were neighbors. And he looked around and he walked out and he said, I'm never coming back here again. All of the Trump people knew and got rid of Epstein out of their life. It was the Democrats, after Epstein was convicted, who continued to communicate with him, take instructions from him, work with him. And basically, it was all in service of hating Donald Trump, because they hate Donald Trump that much. They decided to align themselves with a convicted sex trafficker in the hopes of somehow trying to take Donald Trump down. Well, they never did. They never did take him down, but I think they're going to have a lot of mud on themselves when all is said and done here. I cannot believe this Stacey Plaskett business
is not
a bigger story. She's getting instructions from Epstein about what to say in a congressional hearing and then just reading it off her phone?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And not a single concern from the press. That didn't come up in that White House presser. Last question for you. You talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene. We were talking about some of the people who have been critical of Trump. I'm worried that there are some who are going to try to do these like soft broadsides against POTUS as he gets closer and closer towards the end of his second term. And I'm kind of wondering if that's not what some of this is. Mm-hmm. I've seen Marjorie Taylor Greene referred to as Marjorie Cheney Greene, which, you know, kind of funny. But I wanted to get your thoughts on this, because I'm trying to figure out why she's so upset with him, other than the fact that he won't endorse her for the Senate race.
Look, I met with the president in the Oval Office yesterday. I gave him a copy of my book, by the way, and signed one for him, and he signed one for me, and that was fun. But we talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and bottom line is, back in the summer, she wanted to run for statewide office in Georgia. He heard about it. He saw a poll. He sent her the poll. The poll said she was going to get humiliated. She was down 20 points to John Ossoff. He didn't hurt her publicly. He did it discreetly. He did it privately, but he was giving her information. He was trying to do her a favor. And since that moment, she has opposed him on the Middle East. She opposed him on taking out the Iran nukes. She's opposed him on deportation. She's gone on The View and attacked Donald Trump. I mean, she is following the well-worn path. And you know the rule, Dana. The easiest way to get on television in Washington, D.C. as a Republican is to crap on Trump and crap on your own party. And that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing right now after he has made her. She's nothing without Donald Trump. All because he tried to do her a favor and save her and the Republican Party from a humiliation in Georgia. That's it. She's become a policy and a political opponent of the president. And it's sad, and I wish she wouldn't. But, of course, we've seen a lot of Republicans do that over the years.
We have. The book is, this is a great, especially for all the news today, A Revolution of Common Sense. You're looking at the entire revolt against, I mean, really the swamp, everything happening in D.C. I mean, you looked at deregulation. You looked at everything in this. And I think it's great to have not enough people spike the football. And you wrote a book where you did it. So that's amazing. We needed to do that.
Well, the president used that phrase in his inaugural address in January. And I thought, boy, that'd make a great title for a book. I met with him in February. He decided to cooperate. I spent time with him, Marco Rubio, Scott Bessent. Elon Musk has some eye-popping quotes in this thing. You know, it's interesting. I've been planning my book tour. You know, there's a few places in America where you call and say, hey, we need to facilitate the purchase of a couple of hundred books for an event. Will you help us? and they won't do it. And, you know, I hear liberals complain about book bans all the time. We've run into more than a handful of bookstores out there in some places that would not stock the Scott Jennings Donald Trump book. And so just know that some of the left out there, they don't want the truth out there. And the truth is Donald Trump hit Washington before it got out of bed. 200 executive orders on day one, passed the big, beautiful bill, 8 peace agreements around the world. He's having an amazing presidency. They're trying to tie him down on this Epstein garbage, but the guy's fulfilling the promises that he ran and won on last November.
There you go. Scott Jennings, A Revolution of Common Sense. Enjoy watching you on CNN. You're the only person I will watch on CNN. Just saying that, you're very entertaining. You do such a great job representing our values. So we appreciate what you do. Congrats on the books and good to see you. I'd love to have you back.
Thanks, Dana. See you later.
So everybody's been there eating clean, taking supplements, but you still feel off. Your gut feels out of balance. Maybe you're low on energy, etc. So that's where Cowboy Colostrum comes in. It takes a whole body natural approach to wellness, working with your body, not against it. Colostrum, often called liquid gold, is the first milk that mammals receive at birth, and it's packed with immune factors, growth compounds, and nutrients that your body still needs. Cowboy Colostrum uses only the highest quality first-day milking from grass-fed, regenerative U.S. farms. It is never diluted or filled with junk. You just mix it into your coffee, your milk, or your smoothie. You'll love the vanilla that's super popular and the strawberry because it tastes like a milkshake. Colostrum is nature's original superfood, loaded with bioactives that fortify your immune system and strengthen your digestion. It's small batch, third-party tested, and always 100% colostrum. There's no whey, there's no fillers, there are no shortcuts. So for a limited time, you can get 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com. That's 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com and tell them Dana sent you.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Threats of sanctions, economic warfare, Japan's relations with China have sunk to a new low. They're experiencing their most intense diplomatic tensions in years. This after Beijing issued economic warnings in response by the new Japanese prime minister about a potential Taiwan conflict. And they had said previously any Chinese use of force against Taiwan could be considered a situation threatening Japan's survival. So China doesn't like it when harsh language is used against them, but they want to be able to use harsh language against everyone else. I really feel like the Japanese prime minister will just take them and beat them about up and down their eastern seaboard. So maybe they don't want to do that. Just saying. Very interesting, though. Beijing, they've been launching some broadsides against Japan in terms of their propaganda and their media narratives. Also, this is gross. Lab-grown milk is disgusting. If you have to drink lab-grown milk, you don't need milk. What is that? That's stupid. Can we just stop? Like, we have animals and protein and all of this stuff here. We don't need to do all of these things. It's cow-free. This is gross. I don't even want to read this. Gross. Who wants that?
Thankfully, I don't think it's in the United States. I think it's India right now, but yeah.
I don't care. Nobody wants it anywhere. That's disgusting. I mean, I'm not even a milk drinker, and that's bleh. No. They said that it's and it's going to be in Israel too. They're going to offer it in Israel. They're offering it in India, Israel. They're offering it in several places. It is
lab grown anything.
Cow free milk. It's a food tech startup. I don't like the terms food tech together. That's like robot food. That's what robots eat. I don't know. But they said that it's cow-free, 3% fat milk, and they have a vanilla-flavored version that's also going to be available under their new milk label.
So lab-grown fat? On.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Wall Street in extreme fear as stocks plunge again amid fears of the world's biggest company. Might be a dud. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal and Daily Mail. They had a lot of selling that hit Wall Street yesterday. A lot of people were hit by a Dow loss 1.2, S&P 500. NASDAQ lost under just 1%. Bitcoin slid. Well, I mean, the economy's bad. What else do we want me to say?
Correction.
It's everybody was told. Peter Thiel's fund offloaded NVIDIA. Is there going to be a bottom dropout in this?
Yeah, just in the tech sector, from what I understand. Yeah. AI's bubble is for real, and I think it's going to pop. And we're already seeing the signs.
Yeah. Yeah, we already... Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just... With some of that stuff... We had these two from yesterday, so I'm going to move on. So MBS is going to be at the White House. We have audio... Well, we're going to talk about Trump lashing out at a reporter, and everybody's trying to get upset over that as well. Also... WhatsApp has a security flaw that exposes 3.5 billion phone numbers. A simple WhatsApp. I don't use WhatsApp. I only use WhatsApp when I'm like traveling overseas. And if I'm trying to like plan something. So literally the only time I've ever used it. Because everybody over there in Europe uses WhatsApp. But they said that 3.5 billion phone numbers were exposed. Apparently it was like their biggest ever like security flaw, their security breach there. So let's see here. Also, a wife of an astronaut pled guilty to falsely alleging a crime in space. Summer Warden lied to federal agents when she accused her spouse of illegally accessing her bank account from space. So she faces up to 5 years in prison and $500,000 fine for that. She's an intelligence officer in the Air Force, and from the article from the New York Times, it sounds like her spouse is a woman, so it seems like they're lesbians. But she said that the other lady accessed her bank account from space, like illegally. Like that's pretty hardcore. A little bit of faith, no more. I feel like that right now. This is actually perfect, by the way. Perfect track for those of you watching. You can't hear it because of licensing, but for those listening terrestrially, you could hear it. Welcome back to the program. I try not to get into a lot of them. Like these new people that get online and they're like, politics began the day I started my X account. And there have been people who, I feel like this one guy looks like the Timu Matt Walsh. I don't know who this guy is. Joel Webon. I don't even know. I don't want to say his name anymore because he's probably going to hyperventilate it. He's him getting 15 minutes. Gag me. But I cannot stand these tough dudes when they're just for men beards. And I like facial hair, but you know what I mean? You know, they're like manscaped to the point where you're questioning their sexuality. And they get up and they try to lecture you about Christianity while not living it themselves, right? Christians are imperfect, but I think if you're going to call yourself a pastor or try to be a shepherd, then you need to be less imperfect than the next person, you know, or at least make an effort to be. Anyway, I just ended up seeing this. It was a documentary. It's basically I don't know how to put this. I can't say that. I'm going through my mental Rolodex of how I want to describe it. And I can't describe it in any of the ways I was thinking, Kane, because it's none of them are appropriate for air. It's basically like some dudes sitting around and none of them have ever lifted weights, and they're all talking about how they're just so hardcore and this is what Christian nationalism is, and they're talking about Christian nationalism. And I saw this from the Babylon Bee. One of the guys over there, Joel Berry, said if Christopher Guest, and you know Christopher Guest, he's the guy who did Best in Show. He, oh my gosh, what's the one that he did? That's the Spinal Tap. He did Spinal Tap Best in Show, which was hysterical. And Barry said, if Christopher Guest wrote a mockumentary making fun of Christian nationalists, he couldn't write something funnier than this. Now, when I first saw this clip, and I really don't know who any of these people are, I thought it was satire. I am not kidding you. I thought, wow, somebody really clever is making fun of this like leftist identity politic movement within Christianity. And this is brilliant. I legitimately thought that Babylon Bee did it. And then that's why Joel tweeted it out. And I said, be real, you did this. And I actually kind of wasn't joking when I said that. And he was like, He's like, I did not do this. He didn't say it like that, but he's like, I did not do this. I'm like, this is real. And the way they talk is so pretentious and intellectually shallow. And I love making fun of people who try too hard. I'm just going to play it for you. It's like 20 seconds and it's the most cringe thing ever. Go ahead.
What do you see as the greatest threat to Christian nationalism as it's trying to make its roots?
Christians.
Hmm. How so?
Christians are gay. Fake and gay, to be more precise. Christianity is a feminized religion.
To be more precise, they're fake and gay. To be more precise, words that one might say if you were Ron Burgundy and you were trying to sound intelligent and deep intellectually, to be precise, Kane, dear sir. What is up? First off, the mixing on the audio of this, the film's mix is heinous. Like, who did the audio for this film? Because they should be drugged behind a truck. Who did this? I say that rhetorically. But, like, who's like, yeah, let's play this, this bad acoustic underneath. And then what is up with the camera angle? You just have this one guy who's drowning in all this headroom. And he's like, so what? What do you think is the biggest threat to Christianity today? And then you have the Timu Walsh sitting over there. Well, to be precise, crosses legs. It's Christians, they're fake and gay, to be precise. That's so edgy.
Are those synonyms? So is gay fake? Or is fake?
I think he
gay?
Maybe misunderstood. Didn't ask you to describe yourself. He asked you what you thought to the greatest threat to Christianity was. I cannot believe that is a clip. I laughed my head off. That is hysterical. You could not. And they're like wannabe Christian So if you want to know what Christian nationalist is, it's, I don't even think they know what it is. I feel like they are, they don't understand what trad is. They want to return to trad, but as I've written before on Substack, this trend about going trad is without God. So how is it trad? You know what I mean? It's like all about optics and clicks on Instagram. This was like, I felt like I was watching Naked Gun. I mean, there's so many, I can't even, Kane, that's literally, I can't tell you how many times I've laughed my head off at this. What is it? What's the greatest threat? Who's directing this? Can we get some more headroom on this guy? I just want to feel like I just don't want to see his chin. I want his chin to be at the bottom of the screen for the viewers.
Like he's resting his chin.
He's resting his chin on the cut of the camera. Oh my gosh. Well, it's fake and gay. To be precise. Precisely speaking, of course. Precise. That was probably the chef's kiss of it. 20 seconds and that's all I needed, man. All I needed was that. I didn't even know that they were doing. I mean, it just goes to show you a fool will part with his money easily. I didn't even know that they were doing a thing on this.
If you were to play that for me and not say anything, I would have for sure thought that was the Babylon Bee.
I actually thought it was.
Without a doubt. Gobs of money I would have bet that. That was the Babylon Bee.
Oh my gosh. And then you've got, I don't know. I don't know who the interviewer was. I don't want to know. I don't want to know who any of these people are. I really don't. But I'm just like, sounds like that's not a pastor. I've noticed that there are a lot of pastors who are trying to flex in the most unchristian ways. And they're going in with, they're going all in on the national, this, I don't know what Christian nationalism is. I don't even know. I think that's like saying that, no, I'm a democratic socialist. It's like sprinkling glitter on a turd, you know, like, I'm a democratic socialist. Like, what do you mean Christian nationalist? What is that? I mean, you're a Christian. You're a member of the kingdom. Quit trying to hyphenate it. Quit trying to put all this other stuff on it. Listen to what Paul said in the gospel. Stop doing all this stuff. You know, just follow Jesus and quit trying to clout chase for the love. To be precise, Kane. It's fake and gay. Do you see what I thought? It's like the Timu version of...
Yeah.
It's like where it's like there's an insufferable, you know, influencer factory out there cranking out the same dude.
But just, the answer to the question just is hilarious. The fake and gay stuff made me laugh, but... So the biggest
him taking himself so seriously.
It's like, what's the biggest threat to the barred owl?
Well, it's
the barred owl.
The barred owl is, it's fake and gay. What is the, what's the biggest threat to American baseball? Baseball players, they're fake and gay, to be precise.
And scene.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that guy gets high on his own farts. He like Dutch ovens himself just for the joy of it. Just, it's true. You know I'm right. I mean, I could not.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
New York City voters elect an avowed socialist mayor and really vote themselves 4 or more years of misery. 2/3 of college students are positive or neutral towards socialism. Their professors must be so proud. And an unhinged local politician in Montana wishes cancer and death on a GOP senator over a vote. These people are not well. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.